Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. It's me, Christopher, and...
And it's me, Jeffrey.
Alright, the last time we saw you, it was day one of our article, and today is day two, and in the day one part, we had Lucy and Jimmy. They were inside the house, and they were bored, B-O-R-E-D, bored because they had nothing fun to do. So, what they decided was to play a board game, B-O-A-R-D, board game. And can you tell us which board games they were discussing?
Well, they talked about Monopoly, a game that deals with money, but that's not good with two people.
Mm-mm.
Then they talked about checkers, which is great for two people, but it's a little too simple.
That's true.
They decided to play chess, a famous game that's quite difficult. And who do you think will win the game?
My money is on Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy seems like he has played this game a lot, and he's very confident.
Yeah, plus it's Lucy's first time. She's never played chess. I think it'd be difficult to win a game against someone who's played it multiple times.
Yeah, there's no beginner's luck in chess, but you never know. We're going to have to go to the conversation to find out. So let's do that now.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Lucy and Jimmy play chess.
Jimmy finishes setting up the board.
What are those smaller pieces called?
Those are pawns. They move in straight lines, but they capture other pieces by moving diagonally, like this.
Jimmy takes Lucy's pawn.
Hey!
Sorry about that. It's your move.
Lucy grabs her queen.
Watch out. That's a powerful piece. Don't be careless, or I could take it.
I'm not falling for that. You're scared. I will use it to beat you.
Lucy moves her queen. Jimmy quickly captures it.
What just happened?
Knights jump in L-shaped patterns, so I used mine to eliminate your queen.
That's not nice. You should go easier on me. I'm still new to this game.
You said I would lose to you, but it seems you're gonna lose to me.
Lucy moves. Jimmy slides his bishop out.
Checkmate. Your king is trapped. Sorry, you lose.
Lucy gets mad.
Forget this game. I'm going to do something easier and more fun. Shopping!
Lucy storms out and goes to the mall.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Jimmy finishes setting up the board.
What are those smaller pieces called?
Those are pawns. They move in straight lines, but they capture other pieces by moving diagonally, like this.
Jimmy takes Lucy's pawn.
Hey!
Sorry about that. It's your move.
Lucy grabs her queen.
Watch out. That's a powerful piece. Don't be careless, or I could take it.
I'm not falling for that. You're scared. I will use it to beat you.
Lucy moves her queen. Jimmy quickly captures it.
What just happened?
Knights jump in L-shaped patterns, so I used mine to eliminate your queen.
That's not nice. You should go easier on me. I'm still new to this game.
You said I would lose to you, but it seems you're gonna lose to me.
Lucy moves. Jimmy slides his bishop out.
Checkmate. Your king is trapped. Sorry, you lose. Ha 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 ha.
Lucy gets mad.
Forget this game. I'm going to do something easier and more fun. Shopping!
Lucy storms out and goes to the mall.
All right, our conversation begins with a scene description. It reads, Jimmy finishes setting up the board. Now, that means he's put the board on the table and he's taken all the pieces for chess and put them on the board. Now, it's very important to set up board games, right? Can you explain why we need to set up board games?
Well, board games often have a lot of pieces and they need to start in the right place for you to play the game.
Right, and some games, board games have cards or money, like currency, and you need to kind of put all these things on the table for easy access for everyone. But chess is a lot easier to set up than more advanced board games.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are 32 pieces, so you do need to set those up before you get started. This is a little bit different than video games where the computer just sets everything up and it cleans up for you too. So board games take a little bit extra work, but for some people, they can be more fun.
That's right.
But let's get started. Lucy says, what are those smaller pieces called?
Jimmy points at them and says, those are pawns. They move in straight lines, but they capture other pieces by moving diagonally. Like this. And Jimmy takes Lucy's pawn and shows her. Pawns are one of the pieces on a chessboard. There are 6 different kinds of pieces that are used in chess, and each one moves in its own unique way.
Now, we see the adjective straight, which means in a line or in one direction. So if I'm driving somewhere and I ask Chris, which way do I go, left or right?
I say straight.
Go straight. All right. So, for example, soldiers are trained to walk with a straight back. Okay? There's another word, diagonal. This means moving toward a corner. It's like moving forward and either left or right at the same time. And let's give an example with some letters. Can you help me?
Sure.
So the letter T has a line going up and down, left and right. Those are straight lines.
Yes.
Then the letter X has 2 diagonal lines.
Right.
There you go.
Your shirt has straight lines.
Yep, straight up and down. Mm-hmm. And your shirt has all kinds of lines.
That's right.
Straight up and down, straight left and right. And then the pockets there have diagonal lines, if you can see those.
Yeah, they're like X's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Lucy says, hey.
Oh, Lucy is getting upset. Why is she getting upset?
Well, Jimmy just took one of her pieces.
Okay, so chess is kind of a battle. It's kind of a war game. So mm-hmm. you capture the other player's pieces and you kick them off the board. Okay?
That's right.
That's how you get to attack your opponent's king. Okay? Mm. So she must be starting to lose the game if Jimmy is capturing her pieces.
And Jimmy says, sorry about that. It's your move. Now, Lucy grabs her queen. Now, to grab is to take something in your hand quickly, like grab. You wouldn't slowly grab this paper from Jeffrey. That's not grabbing. But if I grabbed it, I'd be quick and take it from him. Now, here's an example sentence for grab. Harry saw his pencil rolling off the desk, so he quickly grabbed it. Harry saw his pencil rolling off the desk, so he quickly grabbed it. We spell grab G-R-A-B. G-R-A-B. Grab.
Now, Jimmy said, it's your move. Now, what does that mean? Are they moving somewhere?
No, he's saying it's your turn. When you say your move, when you're playing a board game, it usually means your turn. It's your turn to do something. And since chess has pieces that need to move, it makes sense to say your move.
Okay, so you can't make moves at the same time.
No.
Okay, because you might fight over the board.
I
see.
I don't know if there is any board game where people make moves at the same time.
Interesting.
I think you always take turns.
Okay. So it's kind of like a lot of card games. It's my turn. Now it's your turn. Mm-hmm. My turn again. Okay. Got it. So Jimmy says, watch out. That's a powerful piece. Okay, now he's talking about the queen because Lucy just grabbed her queen. Now, I mentioned in part one of the lesson that the queen is the most powerful piece on the chessboard.
Okay? Right.
He says, that's a powerful piece. Don't be careless, or I could take it. Now, careless means too relaxed or casual. It's the opposite of careful. Okay? Careless, careful. For example, the driver was very careless and drove his car into a tree. Oh, my.
That seems pretty careless.
That's very careless. You need to pay attention. Be very careful when you're driving.
Right. Lucy seems to not believe Jimmy or trust his advice about using the queen or moving the queen. She says, I'm not falling for that. You're scared. I will use it to beat you.
Right. So to fall for something means to be tricked by that something. Now that something could be a joke, or it could be advice. So an example of a joke, maybe you will fall for, Chris, there's a spider on your shoulder.
What?
He fell for it.
Okay?
Or it could be kind of advice, but tricky advice. In a game, if we're playing chess and I say, well, you should do this move. Very smart. Checkmate.
Okay. I fell for your bad advice.
Right, that was not smart. For example, the businessman tried to sell the moon to lots of people, and some of them actually fell for it.
Okay, so it seems that Lucy is not listening to Jimmy's advice because she moves her queen. Jimmy then quickly captures it.
Oh, maybe she should have listened to his advice.
That's okay. Right.
Maybe he was being a nice guy and actually telling her a good move. Well, anyway, Lucy is confused. And she says, what just happened?
And Jimmy says, knights jump in L-shaped patterns. So I used mine to eliminate your queen.
Oh, okay, in an L-shaped pattern. Oh, thank you, letterman. Okay, so in chess, as you mentioned, the pieces can move in different ways. Now, all of them move in a straight line or a diagonal line, except for the knights. They move in an L-shaped pattern. And a pattern is a shape or design, and patterns are often repeated. So both of our shirts have patterns on them, okay? So, for example, Joe's shirt is very interesting because it has a black and white zebra pattern, okay? Have you seen a shirt with some kind of animal pattern on it?
Yes, I've seen it. We sometimes say animal print as well.
Okay. So the knight in chess is hard to figure out if it's your first time playing the game because it moves in a funny way.
Now, with the knight, does it have to move a certain number of squares forward and to the side, or is it any number? Can it move two down or two forward and then like six across?
Well, it is a special piece. It just moves in a little L. It has to be a small L. Okay. But it can jump over other pieces, which makes it even more difficult to figure out if you're new to the game.
Okay.
So Jimmy uses his knight to eliminate Lucy's queen. Now, to eliminate something means to destroy it or get rid of it, okay? So, in my house, I saw some bugs, okay? So here's an example. I need to buy some poison or some kind of product to eliminate all the cockroaches in my house. I want to kill them. I want to get rid of them.
You want to eliminate them.
That's right.
Okay, Lucy says, that's not nice. You should go easier on me. I'm still new to this game.
When you play somebody who is new at a game, you should go easy on them. And to learn more about what going easy on someone means, let's go to our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
I'm going to win again. That's 10 times in a row.
You know, this is my first time playing this game. You should go easy on me.
You want me to go? That's so rude.
No, that's not what I meant. To go easy on someone means to be nice and not play against them too hard.
Oh, to go easy on someone means 温和对待某人。Well, I don't want to go easy on you. I don't want to lose.
Then let's go outside and play basketball instead.
Oh, okay. But I'm not good at basketball, so you'll have to go easy on me.
Sure, I'll definitely go easy on you. Okay, well that was very informative. Mm-hmm. So now I know that because I'm pretty good at chess, if mm-hmm. we play...I'll go easy on you.
Ah, okay. Well, if you make that promise, I'll make a similar promise. I used to play baseball when I was in, well, when I was younger.
No, I'm not very good.
But I was a pitcher. So if we play baseball, I promise I'll go easy on you. I won't throw the ball very fast or very hard.
I'll probably still strike out.
Okay, let's get back to the article. Jimmy says...You said I would lose to you, but it seems you're gonna lose to me.
Mm-hmm. Then Lucy makes her move, okay? Lucy moves, then Jimmy slides his bishop out. And the bishop is one of the chess pieces we've mm-hmm. mentioned, okay?
Right.
To slide means to move along without leaving the ground or table, okay?
Right?
Because they're playing...on a table.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when you go ice skating, you have to wear special skates because
right.
ice skates have metal blades that help you slide over the ice.
That's right. And if you're not wearing ice skates with the metal blades that help you stay on the ice, you're likely to slip and no longer be sliding, right? You just crash, hit your head.
Okay, back to the chess game.And I should let you know, when you make a move that wins the game,
right.
you should say checkmate.
Ah.
Okay, so get prepared to hear that.
Okay.
Because Jimmy says, checkmate! Your king is trapped. Sorry, you lose! Ha ha ha!
Well, Lucy gets mad. Forget this game. I'm going to do something easier and more fun. Shopping.
Well, yeah, I don't think Jimmy was very nice about it. I mean, he did give her advice, but then when he won, he really acted like he was so big and smart.
That's right.
Oh, well. Well, Lucy storms out and goes to the mall to do some shopping.
Right.
For You Chat.
All right, here is our For You Chat question.Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
do you like playing chess? Why or why not?
Well, I think it's no secret by now that I love playing chess. And I think I like it because it was one of the first games I learned when I was very young. I had an older brother who would always beat me in chess every time. And then one day, I beat him. And it felt really good. But chess is an old game, hundreds of years old, so it's been played and tested and improved a lot. So it has a lot of history behind it, too. Some famous people have loved playing chess. So it's very interesting to me. It's also fun. But there are some downsides, okay? There are only two players that can play. So mm-hmm. it's not a very good party game. And a lot of people say it takes too long because...You have to think hard and make the right move, because if you make a bad move, the game could be over quickly with a checkmate, just like we saw in our lesson.
Ah.
But what do you think about the game of chess?
I have only played chess a few times. No one's ever actually taken the time to spend with me to help me master, or at least get good enough to not lose as quickly as Lucy does in the article. But how about you kids out there?How about you go onto AMC's Facebook page? If you're not a fan, how about you become one? And then you can tell us whether or not you like playing chess and why or why not you like playing chess.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you're such a beginner, maybe you should play against Lucy. I think you would be about the same skill level.
Well, I would probably lie to Lucy and say, you can't move that piece that way. And then I would make a C shape with, like, you know, the letter C with my piece and just, you know, checkmate her on the first turn.
She's not going to fall for that. Anyway, let us know what you think, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lucy and Jimmy play chess.
Jimmy finishes setting up the board.
What are those smaller pieces called?
Those are pawns. They move in straight lines, but they capture other pieces by moving diagonally, like this.
Jimmy takes Lucy's pawn.
Hey!
Sorry about that. It's your move.
Lucy grabs her queen.
Watch out. That's a powerful piece. Don't be careless or I could take it.
I'm not falling for that. You're scared I will use it to beat you.
Lucy moves her queen. Jimmy quickly captures it.
What just happened?
Knights jump in L-shaped patterns, so I used mine to eliminate your queen.
That's not nice. You should go easier on me. I'm still new to this game.
You said I would lose to you, but it seems you're gonna lose to me.
Lucy moves. Jimmy slides his bishop out.
Checkmate. Your king is trapped. Sorry, you lose. Ha 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 ha.
Lucy gets mad.
Forget this game. I'm going to do something easier and more fun. Shopping!
Lucy storms out and goes to the mall.
Vocabulary review.
Straight. A straight line is the shortest distance between two points. Careless. The careless boy spilled his soup all over his new pants. Fall for. Rick always falls for Lucy's tricks and feels foolish afterwards. Eliminate. The farmer worked hard to eliminate all the weeds on his land. Slide. It's fun to slide over ice on a frozen lake, but it can be dangerous.